It's 8 minutes to eight, time for the business again from Brian.
Thank you, Colin. Mining and exploration company Kenmare Resources has a trading update out this morning. It's reporting final revenue for last year of $234.5 million, up from over $167 million in 2011. It reports an improved market outlook and expects better pricing in the second half of the year. Now, Taoiseach Enda Kenny has said he's still confident of a deal on the Anglo promissory notes. In his own words, he wants to turn a high interest rate overdraft into a long-term low interest mortgage. Lorcan Roach-Kelly, Chief Euro Strategist at Trend Macrolytics, joins us now. Lorcan, you believe we should get the new Eurozone bailout fund, the ESM, involved here. What are you suggesting, and how would that work?
Well, I think the problem with the promissory notes at the moment is that they've become a real political problem rather than an economic problem. I think just to clarify one thing that Enda Kenny said yesterday about the high interest rates on the promissory note. The interest rate on the promissory note, really, it doesn't matter very much because we're paying the interest on the promissory note to Anglo-Irish Bank, which is part of the state. So they're internal transactions with the interest rate, so the interest rate is not what's important. And I think with the promissory note, it's, as I said, it's become political. So this $3 billion payment is seen as coming up, and the political wind has blown in such a way that the politicians have talked themselves into not being able to pay that because it will seem like they've lost the momentum on the bank debt. So in order to get around that, if we look at what happened with Spain with the bank recapitalization in Spain recently, the ESM gave $40 billion to the FROB, which is the Spanish bailout mechanism, very much like NAM what we have in Ireland, gave them bonds, and then they gave FROB bonds to the Spanish banks, which then were eligible as ECB collateral. So it could, in the same way, it could work out that the ESM could give NAM $30 billion in bonds that would cover the promissory note payment. Then NAM could give NAM bonds then to Anglo-Irish Bank. Anglo-Irish Bank would then pay down the full of the promissory note. We'd lose the Irish Central Bank ELA, and then we'd go back into a normalised situation. There still would be this debt to be paid off at some stage in the future, and there still would be interest owed on it, but we'd lose this annual payment and return it to a normal bond and re-bloom payment at the end.
That's the burning question. When would we end up having to pay it? Are we looking at 30, 40 years down the road?
Well, the ESM is doing 30 or 40-year debt. That's okay. I think that at the moment, the most big problem is get it kicked as far down the road as we can. The ideal situation for us, if we could do, would be to renegotiate the promissory note deal within the European Central Bank, because the net interest cost of the promissory note is very, very low. So it would be ideal to do that. But I think the European Central Bank is very constrained by the legals, by the treaties they work under, and also the right that if they do are in the favour here, which they are quite willing to do, but if they do are in favour, it will be externally challenged. There are plenty of people in Germany and places like that who think the ECB has already gone too far and will look at any chance they can to challenge an ECB decision. So the ECB's hands are really tight in what they can do.
Now, if the government are having difficulty in getting the Commission and the ESM to show any interest in our functioning banks, will they not run a mile from any suggestion of Anglo?
Well, I think the provisional can be seen more as a sovereign debt issue rather than a banking debt issue. I think that the promissory note is seen as this is a political problem for Ireland, and Ireland has been a good boy, and Ireland should be helped. So I think that's something that can be worked around. And if you look at the template from the Spanish bank bailout, there is a template there for Ireland to work on.
We've 2 months to go to the next $3 billion payment. What's likely to happen? Are we going to be told to stump up at this stage?
I think that the payment will have to be made one way or another. Unless we can do a deal with the ECB to reduce the size of the payment that's coming, that can work, I suppose. But other than that, we will have to make some payment, or we're going to make this for paying out the full of the promissory note by getting debt from somewhere else.
Is there any likelihood of a repeat of last year whereby we kicked it out, that last year's particular payment 30 years down the road?
Yeah, the rollover with Bank of Ireland payments, that for the 1 year rollover with Bank of Ireland, I think that could happen again, but I think that again will just be seen as a holding mechanism. Like the markets are not particularly concerned about the promissory notes. Just to be clear, like this is not going to hurt Ireland's market access, because the markets know what the promissory notes are. They also know that they've got quite a good deal on the promissory notes, even though it'll add to our deficit for the next couple of years. It does mean that we're there's no surprises in this. So if the situation improves, then that will be better. But the market isn't thinking that, well, if they don't get a deal in this, then we're not going to buy Irish debt anymore.
OK, Lorcan Roach-Kelly of Trend Macro, thank you for talking to us this morning. On the currencies, the euro is trading at just below $1.35 and 85.6 pence sterling on you.